regardless of what we're doing now, whatever we are, I would just bow down our head and take this prayer and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, reveal yourself to me tonight in your word.
Step to me tonight.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Just say, Father, reveal yourself to me tonight in your word. In the name of Jesus. Make sure you are praying. If you can hear me well, or you want to say something in particular, please type on the group. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. Thank you, Father. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. First of all, the first thing I want to mention tonight is that we must understand this. If you can get a piece of paper, write this down. 2024 is going to be the year of the clarity and reality of the rest that God promised us. It is going to be the year of the experience of rest for you and I. Now, in our last meeting, that is in our last meeting at SPI, for this one, that was the last devotional, I was talking about the rest that is in Christ. Now, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Then he said, I'm going to give you rest for your souls. So there is a promise of rest. In fact, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9 says, therefore, there remaineth a promise of rest. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. And one of the things I find very interesting in Christianity today is that we find it difficult to understand God for what he has said. Most of the times, we try to interpret what God has said based on what makes sense. And so because of this automatic barrier, we usually unknowingly miss out on God's intention. I tell you again that 2024 is going to be your best year yet. Yet, it is going to be a year of rest. Settle this now, write this now, that you can be productive in rest. Praise God. I want you to write this thing that is very important. I just want to share about two or three things with us tonight and then we go to bed. And then we close the meeting. This is just an admonishment towards 2024. Just want to give us a short exhortation, the things that we should put in order and all that. And then we'll go. But listen to this. You can be productive even in your rest. Perhaps you should read the scripture. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9. Because I feel if we don't understand this, praise God, we will not realize how to experience what God has given unto us. Now, let's start from verse 7. It said, again, he limits a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear this voice, harden not your heart. Verse 8 now says, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he now afterward have spoken of another day? Now verse 9, it says, there remains therefore a rest to the people of God. Now verse 10 says, the person that has entered into his rest, he has ceased from his own works, as God did cease from his. Now, the Bible says that God has ceased from his works. Hallelujah. The Bible did say that God has ceased from his works. From his works, but the Bible never said God has stopped being productive. Nah. God is productive in his rest. You can be productive in your rest. So if you're going to experience a better year, you must first underline this, that 2024 is the year of rest for me. It's very important that I say this first off before I go into the thing, other things I want to share with us now. Now, tonight I just want to talk about three things as we're entering the new year. The first one is on sight. Sight. Or in simple English, what can you see? The second one is on planning. And the third one is on fear. Those three things. And then we need a few scriptures. And then we'll go. Praise God. Now, understand this now. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11. Let's read the scriptures and then work along with it. If you happen to be there ahead of me, you can just post it in the group so I read. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11. Good. It said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what see you? Praise God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me. What did he say? He said, he asked me a simple question. Adekule, what do you see? Now, I want you to understand something here, that God was prepared to do something already. In fact, Jeremiah said what came to him was not God. But what came to him was the instrument that God uses to create situations. It's the instrument, or say the ingredient, that God uses to create everything. His word. Yet, the word came to Jeremiah. And first off, asked Jeremiah, what can you see? So, there is a connection, a very important connection between the things that you can see and the experience that you will have. Praise God. I must say this straight off at this point, that I myself have had countless prophecies for the year 2024. I've had quite a number of prophecies, and not all of them are pleasant. I want to get it out. Not all of them are pleasant, but I've heard enough. Now listen to this, that it is not the prophecy that matters. In fact, there is something that matters more than the prophecy. And if there's anything that matters more than the prophecy, listen to me, it is what you are seeing. What you are seeing, it is so important, I cannot overemphasize it. What you are seeing. So even if you have said, yes, we have said the year 2024 is a year of rest. The truth is, can you see rest? Do you understand rest? Do you understand this rest we're talking about? Can you see it? Because ultimately, what you can't see, you can't experience. This is the word of God that was to do what God wanted to do. He came to Jeremiah and asked him, what do you see? And then Jeremiah said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Hallelujah. Then verse 2 says, and then the Lord, now this time, and then God now said to me, praise God, that the first time it was the word of God that came to Jeremiah. God has committed his word to Jeremiah. The same way God has committed his word to you today. He has sent his word ahead to say, I will give you rest. Now, the same word is not asking you, can you see that rest? I mean, not even just the rest. What can you see for 2024? Sit down. I know you have written down some goals already. But sit down. What can you really see? Praise God. Now, verse 12 says, then said the Lord to me. Now, this is the Lord responding after his word has asked the question. And Jeremiah have answered. Then God said, you have seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. So, it means that God is saying effectively that I'm going to, you know, put my word in a hurry. Allow me to say it this way. That God is saying, I am going to hurry up. God was effectively telling Jeremiah that I'm going to hurry up because you have seen. So it does not really matter the thing that you have heard about the year 2024. It can be delayed for you. And it can be hastened for you. Now, the delay you experience or the early release of the promises of God to you is dependent on what you are seeing. And now, when we say what you are seeing, it's so important that you understand the kind of sight we're talking about. Now, Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for. And I said, but according to the power that worketh in you. So as powerful as your thinking is, hear this. I know you have thought about the things you want to do 2024. As powerful as those thoughts are, as powerful as the goals you have written down are, listen, since God can do beyond it, one, now God can do beyond your praying. Hallelujah. You pray along with the goals you have written down, and you are trusting God that even as you are praying, you'll be able to get the things that you're praying for. Listen, Ephesians 3:20, God can do beyond the goals you have written down. Hallelujah. God can do beyond the things that you are able to ask for in prayer. Important to understand these things. We said that he is going to do according to the working of the power that is in you. Praise God. He is going to do according to the working of the power that is in you. Now, how do you work this power that is in you? Praise God. We work the power that is in us by faith. Now, listen to this. We work the power that is in us by faith. I'm going somewhere with this. Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that must come to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to walk the power that is in you. I want to get it now. And God is only going to do according to the working of the power that is in you. Understand this. That God is obliged to do up to the level of the working of the power that is in you. So there are some things that are possible for you. But until you are able to work the power in you to get it to work for you, it will happen. So there are some things that are already due for you already. You have, for many of us, we have due experiences, we have due resources, we have due provisions, we have due promotions. And it is not happening because we don't know how to work the power in us. Yeah. Our thinking and our praying becomes effective when we learn to walk the power that is in us. Hallelujah. So it means that if you know how to walk the power in you, you can pray less and think less and still get more done. Understand these things. I am not advocating for praying less or thinking less. I am advocating for the working of the power in you. Now, the working of the power in you is by faith. And the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we can't see. The evidence of things that we can't see. The first part says, faith is the substance, that is the raw materials that will produce the things that we are hoping for. And now said, the evidence of the things that we have not seen. So faith is not the same as hope, because faith is the substance, the raw material for what you are hoping for. So without faith, hope is useless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in simple terms, faith is the divine energy of God that is in his word. When the believer believes his word, let me repeat that. Faith is the divine energy of God that is in his word, that comes to action when the believer believes the word, or in English language, sees the word. So faith is seen in the spirit. Let me put it this way. Faith is when your spirit can see what God has said. Yeah, that's it. So faith cometh when your spirit sees what God has said. This is the good thing. When your spirit sees what God has said, it becomes the only thing that you can see, and you become blinded to any other appearances. Okay? When this happens, hello, what we follow is an experience that you tend to call a miracle. So to the world, it is a miracle. Listen to this now. To the world, it is a miracle. To you, it is a production of a reality that exists. Are we together now? I do not intend to go this deep. I just want to brush through it. So, for people in the world, seeing is believing. But for you, the believer, believing is seeing. In other words, faith is seeing. Faith is seen. So I'm asking you today, that what can you see? Sit down. Don't just jump into the year. Sit down and ask yourself, what have I seen towards the year 2024? Beyond the goals, beyond the writings, beyond the, you know, prayers, beyond the prophecies, beyond the let us prophesy, let us confess into the year. Beyond all of that, I'm asking you a very straightforward question. What can you see? Very straightforward, very direct. What can you see? Because, I'll be frank with you, what you can see is what you will experience. You cannot experience the things beyond the things that you can see. I repeat, you can't possibly experience beyond the things that you can see. So you understand now that when I'm saying what can you see, I'm not asking that what can you see with your literal eyes. I'm not saying what can you see right now in your room. I am saying look into the realm of the spirit, as a spirit person that you are, and look at the year. Now listen to this. Seeing is a function of the report that your spirit believes. Listen to this now. I am telling you that God has said this year is going to, the year 2024 is going to be the year of the clarity and reality of our rest. Wow. And there are also other men that have said a few things that God has shown them, which may be correct. And that is that the year 2024, for many people, is going to be a year of great, I'm looking for the right word to use, because I don't want to call it depression for many. Now, the truth is this. Praise God. The truth is this. The information or the report you have heard and the one you believe would determine the things that you can see. So as I'm speaking to you now, you can choose to see rest, or you can choose to see depression ahead. Hello? You can choose to see rest, abundance, or you can choose to see Shege Pro Max. It is up to you. So I dare to ask you again, what can you see? And so if you're thinking, well, for now, I'm not seeing well. I just probably need to see better. And how can I do that? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Because I want us to understand that when it comes to seeing, you have all the help that you can get. When it comes to seeing, you have all the help that you can get. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 11. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9. Let's start from verse 9. He said, but as it is written, pay attention, everybody. As it is written, it says, I has not seen, hallelujah, the natural eye has not seen, nor hear heard, neither have it entered into the spirits of men, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. Pay attention to this scripture. I know we used to say, I have not seen, nor hear heard, does it enter into the heart of men, the things that God has prepared for me. It is deeper than that. Hear what God is saying, that it has not, see, you are not experiencing the things that God has prepared for you because you have not seen it. You have not seen it because you haven't heard it. And because you haven't heard it, it has not entered into your spirit. As long as these three things does not happen, you can't have faith, neither can you come to the experience of it. And sometimes we confess this scripture as if it is talking about the kind of miracles that the other men in the people in the world have not seen. No. See, the truth is that everything that God is doing is wonderful. Hallelujah. So stop thinking that God is saying, I want to impress other people. When he was talking in this scripture, that's not what he's saying. He's giving a clear instruction. I have provided and prepared many wonderful things for you. But if as long as your eye does not see, as long as your ear does not hear, and it does not enter into your spirit, you can't experience it. Praise God. Now, verse 10 now says, look at this. The language he used in verse 10 now says, but God, can somebody say, but God has revealed them to us. Look at this. God revealed them to us. Why? So that we may be able to experience them. God revealed them to us by what? By his spirit. So if you are trying to get the things, if what you are seeing is not by the spirit, pay attention now. If the things that you are seeing towards the year 2024 is not by the spirit, you should know that you are the one for responsible for many of the experiences that you are experiencing that year. Just God revealed to us them to us by his spirit. So, if you are a partaker of his spirit, you have all of the help that you need as far as revelations towards the year 2024 is required. All you need is to ask. He said, God has chosen to reveal them to us by his spirit. He says, for the spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, hear this. He says, what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? And I said, even so, the things of God cannot know man. So you can't get the things of God by the ways of men. Hallelujah. Is anybody listening to me now? You can't see the things that God wants to do for you, through you, and all of that, by the ways of men, by the understanding of men, by the patterns of men. It can't happen. I'm being honest with you, it can't happen. He said, only the Spirit of God can reveal the things of God to you. Now, verse 12. He says, but now we have received the Spirit, but now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. So you have received the Spirit which is of God, okay, that you might know the things. Listen to this. That you might be able to know the things that are freely given to you by God. We receive the Spirit of God. One of the reasons we receive the Spirit of God is so that we can know the things that God has freely given to us. Hallelujah. So when you know the things that God has freely given to you, what happens? You come into the experience of it. I'm being honest with you, this is from a practical experience. In 2023, God did something wonderful with me. every time I begin to learn about something and I come into a new understanding or I receive a new light regarding an issue, don't worry. From the following week, I begin to experience it. It does not take long. From the following week, just come and watch me. From the following week. In fact, I remember a particular one, it was from the following day. Like the light next day, the next day. I want to get it now. We receive the spirit that is of God so that we can know the things that is of God. So I am imploring you. One of the things that you must emphasize on in the year 2024 before you enter now. So if you are going to church on Sunday for the crossover prayer night and all of that, don't cry before. I'm being honest with you. Don't be crying. Well, if you're thanking God, you can cry. But don't be crying to God and say, God, come and bless you. You are blessed already. Understand this. In fact, your job is not even just to prophesy. Your job is to understand what God has positioned for you for that year. Because prophesy all you want. If you can't see it, you won't get it. Hallelujah. So, actions, action point for you now. Action point for you now. Thank you very much, Sister Deborah, as you're taking down these things. Please take down the action point too. So, action point for you now. Go on your knees when you have time before the year runs out. Go and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit to understand the things that God has freely given to you for the year 2024. I'm being honest with you. The same thing I'm asking you to do, I am doing. But what are the things that you have freely given unto me in 2024? Now I know that you have given me rest on all sides. I know that one. What more, Father? Just spend time asking the Spirit of God and let the Holy Spirit reveal things to you. Hallelujah. Because as long as you can't see it, you can't experience it. I'm emphasizing on this. So, as a believer, you need to see beyond what God has told other people. I've told you here that God has told us that this is our year of rest. Hallelujah. But if you don't see this rest, you can't experience it. The same way in anywhere else, I mean in another local assembly, you know, a man of God can stand before you and begin to tell you the terrible experiences that are going to happen. And he's telling you by the Spirit of God, I'm being honest with you, it doesn't mean that he's dying. He's telling you the terrible experiences that are going to happen in 2024. And if you are not careful, if that becomes the only thing you see, it is going to be a terrible year for you. Hallelujah. I was doing reflection with some of my brethren. I think that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I sat down, they asked me, how was 2023? And I looked up and I smiled. And I said, glory to God. Now, I could choose to look back and say, I remember that this year I had some financial struggles. I could look back and say, I remember this year there were some things I struggled with. This year there were some things I couldn't achieve. This year there was this, there was that. No. I chose to look at where I was coming from 2022 and I look at myself 2023 and say, man, did you grow? And the answer, I'm being honest with you, the answer I can give to you is yes. It may not be so evident to the man that does not know me very well, but I understand. See, I'm being honest with you. I understand how far I've grown. And I say, genuinely, this year is the year of manifestation. And I can say, thank you, Father. If God can start this with me, this early, I know where I'm going. It's good. It is always about what you can see. So check yourself. What are you seeing? Now, this is a litmus test for your sight. Okay, so I'll say a litmus test for your faith. Because when I say, what can you see now? I'm asking you that, what exactly is your faith placed in? Is it on God's word or philosophies? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need to train your spirit to see beyond what God has told other people. So yes, God told other people. Hallelujah now. But you must understand that God showed those people, okay, for a reason that is peculiar. I'm being honest with you, that is peculiar to them. So if you allow what God showed another person, okay, to become the basis upon which you base your life, you're going to be in hot soup, big trouble. Because what you will see is that you end up living the life and having the experience of other people and not your own. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So you need to see where. Can you take this prayer in 1 minute? Help me to see Holy Spirit. Just 1 minute. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, I ask for your help. Help me to see. Because I know that I have received the Spirit that is of God, that I may freely know the things that are freely given to me by God. I come into the understanding of the things that are freely given to me in the name of the Lord Jesus. I come into the understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am no longer held in darkness about what belongs to me in the name of Jesus. I see prosperity in 2024. I see rest genuinely. I see massive growth. I see productivity even in rest in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Point number two. I've told us I just want to talk about 3 things tonight and then go. Like I said, let me repeat action point number one. Action point number one is to go on your knees and ask for guidance. Go and ask the Father that my eyes has not seen, yes, my ear did not hear. He did not enter into my heart yet, the things that you have prepared. But I want it to happen. My eyes, because if your eyes do not see, you are in big trouble. Hallelujah. That's the first action point. Now, two, the second thing that is important for you is planning. Now, I like to tell people this. You can't plan, okay, without expectations. Hallelujah. You know, people are of the opinion that it is your planning that forms the basis of your expectations. I beg to differ. It is your expectations that form the basis of your planning. Praise God. Remember this, that God will hasten his word when you see it. Hallelujah. God will hasten his word when you see it. But what will really determine whether you see it are the expectations of your heart. The evidence of whether you have seen it or not are the expectations that you have. So if I want to know if you have really seen what God has said, all I need to do is to just check your expectations. That's all. I just need to check the things that you expect to happen. Then I can know if you have seen it or not. Now, if you have certain expectations, that is, if you have seen what God has said, and you have certain expectations, you must learn to plan. Praise God. Now, in Numbers chapter 13, God spoke to an entire generation and asked them to go into the wilderness. He had told them about how the whole place is going to be. He told them it's a land filled with, milk and honey. He told them about the kind of neighbors that they will have and all of that. And then he said, he still asked Moses to send 12 people into the land to go and spy. Why? So that they can plan their entry. Planning is so important, but planning is useless without expectations. And this is why goal getting, there are a lot of goal setting processes that we do in the world. I just laugh at people. Your goal setting will not work because you can't see it. I've told you this before. I think I woke up one Sunday, January 2020 or 2019, and I don't know what came over me. I'm being honest with you, that was the same year I started my podcast, Learn and Grow with Adekunle Olabiwọlu, the same year. I did not know what came over me. I just know that at the beginning of the podcast, if you check the beginning of this podcast, my podcast now, Learn and Grow with Adekunle Olabiwọlu, you find out the first message you will see there, the very first message that you will see there is Christianity and prosperity. Very first message. I knew nothing about prosperity. I was not even a strong Christian at the time. Hear me very well. I was not what you would call a strong Christian at the time. But for some reason, the Spirit of the Living God showed me the purpose of the podcast initially, and I still missed it. I spent the next 2 years posting all kinds of content. In fact, many of them were teaching, empowering people against the acknowledgement of God. And God just kept looking at me. Today, the only kind of teaching that goes on my podcast are teachings of the school of prosperity and influence. If you want to say, it was because the first teaching was prophetic, calm down. It was only prophetic because the Spirit of the living God revealed it to me. It was the same year, that same 2019, same year, 2020 now. It was that same year that I began to set goals for ministry, though I was very far from God. You will not believe. I began to see myself as a leader in the fold, and I'll be honest with you, I just saw myself briefly. It was just for a few days. I saw myself briefly as a leader in the fold, and I set some goals, and it became a part of my vision. I want to get it down. And I set some goals around it and broke it down into activities, and over time, even the activities faded. I want to get it down. But I tried my best to do what I could do, and I'm being honest with you. By the time it was to come to a reality, it looked too easy for me to be praying for at some point in time. Yes, I totally admit that it is by the Spirit of God I was able to see. But at the same time, it was by the Spirit of God I was able to plan. Plan. If you can't plan, see, you can't plan 6 months ahead, a year ahead, there's a problem. You ask me, Pastor, have you planned? You will not believe what I'm about to say. I have 15 years ahead in my plan. My growth process for the next 15 years, plan. And so what I do every year, I don't have to struggle to set goals year in, year out. What I do every year is to come, review the growth for this year and say, were you able to meet up? I look at it and say, I was only able to grow 80% of my expectations, wonderful. I was able to grow 100% of my expectations, wonderful. And then I set new goals to continue from where I had stopped. That is how I keep going. You know, many times, even in this group, you have told me, you know, many people have testified and say, Pastor, I like your consistency. I like your this. I like your that. I say, thank you. It is by the grace of God. True. It is by the grace of God. Because God taught me how to plan. Hallelujah. Plan. Luke chapter 14. Jesus was talking here. Luke chapter 14 and verse 28. Now, Jesus was talking to somebody that knew what he wanted to do. Not somebody that is hoping or wishing that he knew what he wanted to do. This is the difference. There's a difference between someone that knew what to do and a person that is wishing or hoping or praying for something he wants to do. Now, Jesus was speaking to us, Luke chapter 14 and verse 28. He said, which of you intending to build a tower? Hear this. The man already has an intention to build a tower. He has an intention. So he expects that at the end of everything, what he wants to get is a tower. Expectation defined. In fact, if you ask him, he sees a tower already in his mind, in his spirit. In that sense, have you seen any man that is like this? That does not first and foremost sit down. Somebody say sit down. 2024. This is talking to me also. You must learn to sit down. You must learn to sit down and plan. You must learn to sit down and plan. He said, but don't begin until you count the cost. He said, for who you would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it. So God has told you wonderful things. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has shared many revelations with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But there is the place of you sitting down and see and asking yourself that all of these things that God has said, which of them am I able to receive now? Because everything that God has said, he has said. It's always about your ability to receive that is delaying you. I learned this the hard way. And so every day I focus my attention on my ability to receive. Not on my ability to walk, but on my ability to receive.
if God says I have given you, it's not like I have given you. Your problem is the ability to receive. I learned this through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
But God taught me that, see, I have given the Holy Spirit since the day of the Pentecost. Now, I have given. I have sent him to you. Okay, so whether you receive the Holy Ghost or not is subject to you receiving me, not me giving again. The same way receiving the Lord Jesus is subject to you receiving him, not God giving Jesus again. So you need to see that of the many things that God has talked about that you can now see, which of them are you able to receive now? Which of them do you still need to sit down and plan for in order for you to receive? And this is why I encourage people to set plans that are growth oriented. I am not so focused about achievements. I'm being honest with you. The few achievements I've had in my life, they came. But Jesus is not. Do you hear what I just said? I am not so focused on achievements. The few achievements I have had in my life, they came. They didn't happen because I put so much effort and I was shaking everywhere. But no. They just came. They came as a result of the person that I am doing the things that I'm doing because I have grown to that level. See, there are some things that if you don't grow, you can't experience. Jesus did not start ministry until he was 30 years. He got it. I want to get it now. Sit down and plan. Ask yourself, of the many things that, when I'm saying planning now, I'm not saying you should begin to look at the way the world plans. No, the first thing I'm saying is count the cost. You want to build a house. God has told you about the kind of house you should build. I'm not of that. He said, count the cost. Ask yourself, what will this thing cost me in order for me to get it? What will be the cost of my rest? God has said it's going to be a year of clarity and reality of rest for me. Hallelujah. What is going to be the cost to me? Yes, and come at a cost to me. The cost it will come to you might be that you need to, learn the operation of faith. It might be that you need to consciously learn not to rely on your work. It might even need for you to be that you might actually have to go and learn what the rest means. Because for some of us, we don't even understand the rest. But if you don't sit down and ask yourself, where am I? Am I able to receive? Ask yourself these questions. Please note them down. Critical questions. When you have seen all that God has shown you, ask yourself critical questions. Am I able to receive all of this now? Who do I need to become in order for me to be able to receive all of this? What do I need to do in order for me to be able to receive all of this? When you understand these things and you begin to do them, I want to get it now. You begin to experience what God has said with ease. That is when men are now saying there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. You say there is a lifting up because you are living the life that involves lifting up. Hallelujah. So sit down and plan. Hallelujah. Please note this down, Sister Deborah. Sit down and plan. Ask yourself this question. This question is important, as I'm saying it again. Am I able to receive all that God has promised me in 2024? Not just in 2024. Ask yourself that all that God has promised me, am I able to receive them now? What is standing between me and what God has promised me? Surely it is not God. It is your growth according to time. I want to get it now. We receive the Spirit of God that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So grow. Hallelujah. Very important. That's the second thing I wanted to share with us tonight. Planning. Learn to plan. Or let me put it another way. Counting the cost. Counting the cost. And the third thing, I'll just mention this briefly, very also very important, is that make 2024 the year that you lead by faith and not by fear. I repeat, make 2024 the year that you lead by faith and not by fear. I repeat, make 2024 the year that you lead by faith and not by fear. Eh? See, the number one hindrance to... I want to get it out. The number one hindrance to our experience of God is how much faith we have, or say lack of faith. You know, many times when I tell people that, you know, sometimes I find it difficult to be able to tell people that they are going through what they are going through because of a lack of faith. Sometimes it's just too difficult. Try giving that advice to someone that is going through a tough time and you have sympathy with. It will be difficult to give. The truth is that many people are ruled by fear. 2024 will be the year that you begin to stop being ruled by fear. That means, what this means is that you are going to extensively and consciously by yourself shut out every news that does not glorify God. Shut out every report that does not glorify God. Shut out every instruction that does not glorify God. Consciously shut it out. Hallelujah. Consciously. So if you are not going to be living by fear, listen to me, it's important. If you are not going, you will see that these three things are interwoven. If you are not going to live by fear, and you are going to live by faith, you must understand that faith cometh only by understanding God's word. Or should I say understanding? Faith cometh only by understanding and practicing God's word. Hallelujah. Faith cometh only by understanding and practicing God's word. If our constitution said, he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You know, I remember sometimes that was about 4-6 months ago or thereabout. I was praying late in the evening after the night school. Then our night school used to be 10 p.m. in the evening. So I finished I had finished night school already. I was just talking to somebody or praying. Then I just knew something moved behind me. I knew something moved behind me. And because of the briskness and, you know, it was dark and there was no light, for a minute there I was scared. So I looked back. I didn't see anything. And then when I looked back at the time I continued with what I was doing, the Holy Spirit asked me a question. I said, why were you scared? I couldn't answer. Because I began to ask myself, why was I scared? It is not that if anything were there, to be precise, it would be able to do anything to me. No, it wouldn't. Because the angels of the Lord encompass me about. This is a reality I understand and I've experienced times without number. So why would I be scared? Natural response. So if you're going to be able to get rid of fear as a natural response, you must come to the understanding and operation of faith. So make 2024 the year that you genuinely seek out God's word to practice. You know, I was joking with my younger ones earlier today. You know, they helped me in producing some things, and each person was trying to do one thing or the other. And I kept reminding them that the Bible says that the laborer must be the first partaker of his efforts.
So the person that was cutting the goma, I told her, you're going to be the person to eat it. So the person that was making the drink, I told her, you're the first one that's going to drink out of the drink. You know, and all of that. Why? Because we're teaching them to practice the word of God. So this year, make a conscious effort to practice God's word. I know you used to read. I know you used to study. I know you used to, you know, pray and do all of that thing, all of those things, which are wonderful. But this is the year where you go beyond all of that and move to the realm of practice. If you can do these three things, God has said this is going to be your year of rest. Believe this word. See the rest. I want to get it now. See the rest as it is. Count the cost and ask yourself if you are able to receive the rest now. If you are not able to receive the rest now, do what is required of you to continually grow on a daily basis. And as you do this, I want to get it now. As you do this, practice. Remember to practice. And God will add increase to the fruits of your labor. God will increase the fruit of your effort by himself as you practice. So I hope these three things are able to help you plan for the year 2024, even as you're setting goals. If you have set goals before and they do not align, I will advise that you overhaul those goals. Sit down and plan properly. All right? Most of us here are already familiar with, we already use rather my 25-year growth planner, where we, you know, categorize our growth levels over a period of 25 years to experience a life of awesomeness. All right, I want to just implore you again: practice. It is not enough to understand these things. Practice. I've been using that system for over 5 years. I mean, for over 4 years now. Year 2024 is going to be the last year in the year of foundation laying for me, which is going to be wonderful. So if you still have a challenge or you need help understanding how to set growth-oriented goals, you can always reach out to me. You must understand that you are becoming something, and who you are becoming will determine the things that you experience. Hallelujah. We're not going to stop here tonight. I will just take a minute to appreciate God.